What's up? This movie's on up. Discussion episode. Fantasy film ball draft.
Are you ready for some film ball?
And box office bash roundup. One journey started it all. I'm Dave. The box office bash to my fantasy film ball is also with me, Ryan.
Wait, I'm the box office bash?
I don't know what that meant.
I'm the fantasy film ball.
There
You're the
are
box
two
office
contests
bash.
We've done, and there are two of us, so one of us is the other. I'm Dave. He's Ryan.
We know.
We are Movies on Up. Our tagline this week, one journey started it all. If you know what the tagline is and you send it in to us and we pick it, you win the infamous Movies on Up prize pack. You can mail that to us, moviesonup@gmail.com, Twitter, @moviesonup, facebook.com/moviesonup, or moviesonup.com. We played fantasy film ball last year. It was our first contest. It went awesome. We tweaked it a little bit. We'll get into that. Over the summer, we played Box Office Bash, which was just, you mail us five movies, me and Ryan had a draft, much like we'll do, and then you got a point for every $10 million made domestically box office. So we're going to announce the winner of that, if you didn't do the math already yourself. But before then, it's time for a bonus list. These are the top 10 moneymakers of the summer 2013.
So these should have been the top 10 picks.
Yeah.
In hindsight,
yeah. Summer was phenomenal from a money-making standpoint. These are the top 10 movies. Number 10, We're the Millers. That was an August 7th release, not on either of our radars. Number 9, The Conjuring. Not on either of our radars. Number 8, one of my picks, my last pick, I believe, The Heat. Number 7, one that we thought was going to be a bomb. I actually watched it today. Pretty decent movie, World War Z. Number 6, our episode earlier this week, Star Trek Into Darkness, one of your picks. Number 5, one of my picks, Fast and Furious 6. Number 4, one of my picks, Monsters U. Number 3, one of my picks, Man of Steel. And number 2, one of my picks, Despicable Me 2. And the number 1 movie maker, money maker of the summer, Iron Man 3.
One of my picks. If you're going to do that, at least give me credit for getting that one
you
right.
Had two of the top 6.
That was all I had. Yeah.
So to get to that, me and Ryan did a draft, and since there was such a clear-cut number one, whoever got the first pick gave up the second and third pick. So I was able to get the second and third pick because Ryan got number one. Didn't work out so well for Ryan.
It did not.
Ryan clocked in with 109.7 points.
Which is good, right? I got 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I clocked in at 151.6. So I had all five of my movies were in the top 10. Four of them were the top 5. So that's between me and Ryan. We're going to put this all up on a blog post. If you want to see what your scores are in depth compared to you, I'll probably update it on the blog. Give me a couple days. Number 9 with 119.5 points, Monica Binnerman. Number 8, Joey Ritter with 130.1.
Dave's pissed off about that. He pounded on the almost wrecked the entire podcast.
Number 7, Thomas John. He's climbing up. He's climbing up. 132.1.
Because he couldn't pick Frankenweenie this time.
He almost picked Lone Ranger. Number 6, Michael Klinich, 134.5. Just behind number 5, Russell Kirkwood at 135. Number 4, Jay of the Nerdpocalypse podcast, 144.4. There was a tie for number 3. 145.9 went to Eric Cribley and Eric Hawkins. Number 2, our resident second place.
Second place, set of steak knives.
Dave Gordon, second place in last year's fantasy film ball by, I believe, 0.1 point, 157.2. And number 1, we kind of called this. There were 3 guys that had the exact same picks. We pretty much said, these are going to be the winners. Jason West, Alex Van de Kamp, and Tyler Moliterno. 178.7 points apiece. So they are the box office bash co-champs. So we'll figure something out.
Co-champs.
Yeah. Yeah, co-champs.
So Dave's like the Buffalo Bills in this scenario. Always second best.
Dave Gordon, yeah. Yeah.
Not
so far,
you, Dave, like Dave
yeah,
Gordon.
Yeah, I got confused there. Yeah. But so that was box office bash. We'll play that again next April. But until then, fantasy film ball. Last year we did it. It was a lot of fun. Scoring was pretty heavily slanted towards the awards, which
Dave doesn't care about.
It was big time heavily slanted. So this year we tweaked it a little bit. This is the ruling for fantasy film ball. any movie releasing from beginning of October till the end of December, you have all of that. You pick five. You get 1 point for every $10 million made at the domestic box office through, this is where we changed from last year, through January 31st. Last year we cut it off at December 31st. So 1 point for every $10 million made up until January 31st. 2 points for every Golden Globe and Oscar nomination. Last year it was five per nomination. So 2 points for every nomination. 3 points for every Golden Globe and Oscar win. Last year it was 10. So a win last year got you 15 points essentially. This year a total win gives you five. So it evens it up a little bit between box office and the awards. Unlike last year we thought The Hobbit would have been the runaway number one because of box office. We thought it might sneak in there for a couple Oscars, which I think it got one nomination, but it didn't score all that well. This year, I could go down to my seven. There might be six movies I could possibly take number one and feel okay about it. But it's a little bit interesting. How did your list? We both did lists of 12.
Yeah, we did 12, although I may only have 11 because one of my movies does come out the end of September. I didn't realize it couldn't start until September. I thought it was anything that was on our, I think it should be.
October 4th on.
No.
Well, if you want to pick your 11th movie, I'll make that one exception for you.
No, it's not my 11th movie. It's my 7th movie.
All right, then 9, what's, I don't care.
I think it should be.
Anything
that we, because I think I said that, anything that we discussed in our fall, winter
for
preview.
For us, that's fine, but for listeners that don't submit until 9/31, anything from October to January.
Oh, I guess that's true. They could see the first week and be like, oh, no, no, no. My movie's not out yet, but it's coming out.
Is it 9/27?
Might be.
Okay, then let's 9/27 on.
I'll allow it.
Anything from 9/27 on. So your
I like how I have to ask you permission for my damn game.
Yeah. So whatever, we'll figure it out. Send us your picks. But you
may not even pick that movie.
You pick five movies, listeners. Send them to us. We're gonna hit Twitter. We're gonna hit Facebook. I'm gonna reach out to people personally, trying to get you to play because we want. I'd like to see more people than we had more Play Box Office Bash than we had Play Fantasy Film Bowl. I want to keep improving that. So definitely want people involved. And I guess we're doing it NFL draft style. And since I lost Fantasy Film Bowl last year, I get the number one pick.
You get the second crack at having the number one pick because you had the number one
pick
last year
as well. I did have the number
one
pick last year. So you just want to get into the picking?
Yeah, what the hell?
We'll make our picks and then we'll discuss and we'll give some nice analysis. I was kind of hoping I didn't have the number one pick because honestly there are...
Would you like to trade the number one pick
for
right
two
now?
And three?
No.
Yes. For there are probably, I'd say, five movies I would feel confident if they were my first pick. So I'm just going to have to go. I actually have it written down second on my list, but I'm going to go ahead and jump it.
Do you want me to take number one, four, and five?
No. So I'm going to go ahead and take my pick, the first pick of Fantasy Film Bowl, director who his last two timeouts have been Oscar darlings, got big-time nominations. He's got a couple wins for each of them. I'm going with David O. Russell's American Hustle. The cast, you have Academy Award winner Jeremy Renner, Academy Award nominee Bradley Cooper, Academy Award winner Christian Bale. The cast is so good, I don't even remember who all's in it. So American Hustle's mine. David O. Russell has really good history with the Oscars. This looks like one of those that'll also bring in a good commercial appeal. So I think this'll be a $100 million movie and get... I mean, last year, Silver Linings had a nomination in all four acting categories, plus Best Picture, Best Director, and Screenplay. I think this'll be... I think it'll be similar performance.
I agree. It was pretty high on my board. I didn't have it graded as high as you did. My number one is very similar to the reasons you gave for American Hustle. However, it comes out much earlier. It comes out the 17th of October. So I think it has a much longer shelf life to make money. I do think that it'll be a $100 million movie. And I think that it's going to get absolutely a ton of nominations. I actually think this movie will be closer to maybe $160 million. because it's got half of October, November, December, and January. It's a guy that has made some really good movies but hasn't gotten the Oscar love yet. But I think Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave will put him on kind of that map where everybody realizes what a talented filmmaker he is. This is another one that I mean, the actors in this movie, we've been talking about the cast since the inception of this podcast. Benedict Cumberbatch, Brad Pitt, Michael Fassbender, Paul Dano, Chiwetel Ejiofor, I can never say his name, Paul Giamatti, sure, a bunch of people. Hush Puppy is in this movie. So I absolutely see this getting at least two acting nominations. I feel like you're going to look at Best Picture, Best Director for this as well. And I think that adapted screenplay is something you could see off this as well. So this, I think, has the highest possibility for point totals. And it's hard at this point, without seeing the movies, to predict who's going to win, which does kind of factor in a lot into these decisions. But I think that, much like Silver Linings last year, I think this will be nominated for almost everything, so I feel comfortable with it coming out sooner. That's why I have it ranked higher than American Hustle, because it comes out sooner.
I had this 4, but McQueen's been close. Like, McQueen, and I worry about acting noms because the cast is so good that if it comes down to...
split the vote?
Yeah, like Fassbender or Pitt, are they both going to be nominated for Best Supporting? Or are they going to split the vote and neither of them get it? Is Chiwetel going to get the respect? Seems like he'll deserve, because he's kind of coming out as a name that's never really been on the radar before. I like it, but then it could go one of two ways. Like, Django made money. It dealt with slavery. The Butler is making a lot of money right now. It deals with servitude. Butler is sure not the same as slave, but I don't know. I'm not as confident about the box office of this, and I don't. It doesn't have the track record. So, I mean, they do like to throw movies in there. I had it 4th, so I don't hate the pick. For my second pick, I am struggling because there are 3 movies that I really want.
Well, you'll get one of them.
I'll get 2 of them, essentially.
Probably.
I know what your second pick will be.
Do you?
I do.
Then go ahead.
But I think I want my...
Just go box office on it, because you know you want to.
I think I am going to...
I think you should.
Because my other one, I think, might be slipping under your radar. So if I don't pick it now, I think I can get it again. I actually had it 1, but I picked American Hustle above it. I'm going to go Hunger Games, Catching
Fire. I knew
it.
Take 2 Katniss movies right up top. That is not a problem at all. This is going to make a ton of money. Absolutely a ton of money.
$400 million. That's 40 points right there. Yes. I don't expect any nominations for it, but I think it's going to be a $400 million movie at least.
I agree with you. I mean, I have this rated for like 42 points, because I feel like I thought I read something about a song that was in the movie, so I could see this get nominated for Best Song. And I think we had that last year.
Skyfall got snuck in some, and costume might get some love because they're.
But I don't think we did that. I don't think that counts. Because any nomination, because The Hobbit would have got you something.
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was.
No,
it was every nomination. Our Pick'ems was in every category.
We'll have to go. You'll have to go back and check, because I'm almost certain that it wasn't.
It's going to make a lot of money. The only reason I'm hesitant on it is because I feel like it's going to make that 40 points at least, 40, 45 points just off box office. But then it tops out at that. Where the other one I was gonna pick that I feel like is gonna be Ryan's second choice, I think could make 100, 150 million just on box office, and then could sweep at the Oscars. So, and the Golden Globes. So I don't know.
I think there are a couple that are on the board that have the potential to be very heavy in the Oscars, and I think that they can both do relatively well in the box office. I'm gonna play it a little more safe, so to speak. I'm going to take the one with the names. And the names, Scorsese, DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, for what that's worth, McConaughey. I'm going to take The Wolf of Wall Street. Again, I feel like this is one that box office, I feel like a lot of these are going to be over $100 million. just because they're going to be around for a while. Wolf of Wall Street, I think, is middle of November. So some of our movies last year didn't do as well in the box office because we cut it off at the end of December. So we have a whole nother month. So I think that anything that comes out, you know, in November is going to be able to do that much better. I think that we're going to see a lot of nominations again from this one. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets nominated for Best Picture. That usually means a Best Director nom. I feel like, at the very least, supporting nom from McConaughey, I wouldn't be shocked at all if DiCaprio got nominated. Now, I'm not sure that this is going to have the wins. I kind of think that the wins are going to belong to my number one pick, which is why I have it rated much higher, one as opposed to... Actually, I had this number two on my board. So we've each got our number one and number two, right?
I have my number one and my number two.
Yeah. So I had the Hunger Games at number four because I do feel like that's going to make a ton of money. I would have felt okay. I might have taken it here had you not just taken it your last pick. But, I think, again, I maybe have focused more on the awards this time. But I think that both of my movies, 12 Years a Slave and Wolf of Wall Street, will still make, you know, maybe 12 points, both of them in the box office. I mean, I think that's a good start.
Wolf of Wall Street is where I knew you were going to go. And of the three I was debating, it was Hunger Games, Wolf of Wall Street, and my next pick. If I could have two of the three, I want the two that I'm going to end up with. And Wolf of Wall Street is the one I feel most confident losing. So I'm kind of happy how that played out because I get to take my fifth one, which I don't know if this will even make your radar.
I think it's at number five.
I'm sure it's on there somewhere. But it's last year we had a lot of family movies come out. You had Wreck-It Ralph. You had Rise of the Guardians. I think there were a couple others. This year there's not a lot. Disney has kind of went out on their own now, and they do work with Pixar, but they also do their own thing. And Wreck-It Ralph stepped up, and I wouldn't have shocked anybody if it won the Oscar last year. So this, my third pick for mine, I think it's guaranteed a Golden Globe nom and an Oscar nom just by default.
Because even this year, there haven't been that many yet.
And no, exactly. So, I mean, I'm taking Frozen, the Disney animated picture, and Disney has gotten really good at making Disney movies that feel like Disney Pixar movies. So I feel like it's going to be nominated for Best Animated Feature. And what's its main competition? Monsters U, Despicable Me 2? Either of those might win, but if Frozen comes out, I think it's going to make a lot of money. If it's as good on the level of, say, Wreck-It Ralph last year, it's got a chance of beating either one of those. So it could get me some wins, and I think it's going to do awesome at the box office for lack of any competition, really. For what it wants to do, nobody's competing with it. So it's Frozen is my third pick.
I think you're right. Actually, you were right. I don't have this one on my list. It's not where I thought you were going.
I didn't think you would, and I wanted to go later with it, just kind of thinking that you'd overlook it. But I wanted it so bad I had to jump up and take it.
I mean, I was looking at kind of the family movies because I know that was in November. We see a lot of them, the holiday type stuff. I mean, this year there's that turkey movie that doesn't look very good.
Oh, Free Birds. I forgot about that.
There's the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, but I think that's
early September, I believe.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess we could still use. But I mean, Frozen would be, of those three, that would be the one that I would have picked. I don't feel good about any of them enough to put them on my list, although I think that Frozen's a pretty decent pick. You definitely could have gotten it later. I am kind of torn. I've got number five and number six on the board, and I can make an argument for either of them. Again, maybe I'm putting too much emphasis on the awards, but I did that last year, and I won. So maybe it'll come back to bite me in the ass. Maybe it won't, but I feel like my number three pick, I'm going to roll with Dave's man crush, Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm going to take The Fifth Estate, the WikiLeaks movie. I feel like with that one, that could be another one where I think it's just so relevant now, the story of Julian Assange. And we know Cumberbatch is an awesome actor. So I kind of feel like he's finally going to get the recognition for being as talented as he is. He's playing, you know, someone that is kind of an iconic character in our times, Julian Assange. And it comes out in October. So I think it has enough time to, I don't think it's going to get out of the gates really that strong, but I think it's going to be a movie that people are going to see, they're going to hear about, and it's going to build and build and build. And I think that Daniel Brühl has got a couple roles this fall where, you know, he could be a guy that kind of goes from somebody we had never heard of to this guy's, you know, kind of a pretty decent player as far as the Oscars this year. So I'm not ridiculously confident with it, but I feel like it's got a lot of potential, awards potential. So I'm gonna snag it with my third pick. I'll take the Fifth Estate.
I don't feel as bad taking Frozen so early when it wasn't even on your radar, because this, I had 12 movies on my board, and then I had four that just didn't make the board. This wasn't even there. I do think Cumberbatch is going to get a nomination, but I don't think it's going to do much else other than that, and I don't think it's going to do much at the box office. So that wasn't even on my radar, but I'm excited to see it. I do want to see it. For my fourth, I have two movies left. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 that I'd be happy if I get, and I can have two of them. I just don't know what I'm going to go with. I think with this pick, I actually originally had it. I was toying it and Monuments Men back and forth. So it was fifth or sixth, depending on what minute you talk to me. Another director that Oscars love, starring a lead actor that Oscars love. It comes out a little later, and we haven't heard a lot about it yet, but a cast of Matt Damon, George Clooney, Bill Murray, John Goodman, Kate Blanchett, directed by George Clooney, who also wrote it. Monuments Men, something we haven't heard a ton about yet, but I think it's going to be kind of a big deal.
I'm excited to see it. I'll see anything Bill Murray's in, whether it's good or not. I sat through Hudson Park on Hyde or whatever that was called, and whatever. I like Bill Murray. This is going to be one that, I mean, I guess I agree that, you know, it's directed by Clooney and that seems to carry a lot of weight. I don't know that the subject matter in this one is going to be something that is going to make it endearing for the Oscars. I don't think that while it's set in World War II, it's not really a war movie, so I don't think that it's going to have that kind of broad appeal to bring a bunch of people in. I feel like this will be a good movie. It'll be an entertaining movie. It has a great cast, but I think the potential for this one to really kind of go under the radar and go undernoticed is a little high for me to want to take it.
I'd feel more confident if I don't know if there is a trailer for it. I haven't seen one.
I think there is, because I want to say when we were still doing trailers, I think we did. Maybe it was a teaser, not a legit trailer, but I know we've seen video from this already at some point.
Okay. Well, then I'd feel more confident if I remembered it.
Fair enough. That could be a bad sign. So that was your fourth, right?
Yeah.
All right. My fourth, I am just going to go ahead and go with the box office on this one. I was toying with taking this one over the Fifth Estate. Didn't do it. It's still on the board. And to this point, I've stuck to my grading. I've not gone off at all. I've taken the best available player every position based on, you know, what I think it's going to make at the box office and what I think it's going to make in awards. This one, I have graded a little bit low because I didn't count it for any possible nominations. Because I know it's not going to be nominated for actor. It's not going to be nominated for screenplay. But if it could be nominated for best visual effects or costume design, then damn it, I'm going to take what was the number one pick last year as my fourth pick. Give me The Desolation of Smog. Give me Bilbo. Give me Benedict Cumberbatch, Lee Pace. I'll take them all.
That was sitting at 7 for me. I think because I felt burned last year with The Hobbit. And word of mouth on The Hobbit wasn't good. But this looks like everything everybody wants it to be. I think worst case scenario, this is a $150 million movie. But that's worst case scenario. Yeah. Best case, I think it can be $350 if it comes out and it's everything everybody wants it to be. Plus, you have the extra month that comes out before Christmas.
Middle of December.
You have about 6 weeks of box office. It could be in that $300 million range. So it could top out at 30, which would be more than $100 million and a couple Oscar wins. It's shocking that this is the eighth pick. It really is.
I think, again, last year it came down to, you know, I think we both had this at number one on our boards.
It was the clear-cut number one last year.
Yeah, because we figured it was just going to make, based off what Lord of the Rings did, even the nominations that, you know, Return of the King won Best Picture, also nominated for Best Director. So you could see a world in which that would happen. Now, it didn't. I think this is much lower because we're, at least I'm anticipating a bit of a rebound, but I'm... And obviously you weren't either that sold on it to want to take it higher. I think maybe 250 is about the range that I was thinking in terms of box office. And again, if we figure out what we're doing with the Oscars, I mean, that could only help, but I'm not counting on any help from that. And I do have this, again, it's the highest rated movie in terms of potential on my board. I think from here on out, we're looking at movies that are smaller on the box office and may be nominated for an award or two. I guess I'll roll with The Hobbits.
I almost want to go 6. I almost want to call an audible and say, let's do 6 movies each. Because...
You have a flex player?
I have 5.
No, because that's what makes that...
I know. I have 5 left that I would be fine with any of them.
So just pick one and you'll be fine.
I had told myself that this is what I was going to do on my last pick. Months ago, we made a deal that you said, I said something, and you said, are you willing to now make Carrie one of your film ball picks? Because I'm confident that Chloe Grace Moretz will be nominated. I think
Julianne Moore
will be nominated. I think it'll make $120 million. I think there's so much about this movie that I would be confident making it my 10th pick. And if I were a man that would stand by my word, it would be my 5th movie.
But it won't be.
But I'm not going to do that because ranked right above it is at 8. I had that as my 9th movie. So I'm fine with taking that as my last pick if I had to. But this movie's sitting there. It's hard for me not to take. It was my number one most anticipated movie of the second half last year. It was my number one most anticipated movie of the second half this year. Alfonso Cuarón is one of the most gifted directors working right now. He did get robbed on Children of Men without getting any Oscar love at all. Sandra Bullock is an Oscar winner. George Clooney is an Oscar winner and constant nominee. I can't sit there with a full heart and see that Gravity is available and not take Gravity when it's just sitting there waiting for me. It could bomb. It could be, I don't know how easy it is to sell Sandra Bullock in space as box office. I don't know that this will do well at the box office. But everything I'm reading so far, how it wowed at TIFF and how it's doing everything, and people are saying, this isn't just one of the best movies I've seen this year. This is one of the best movies I've ever seen. I've seen quite a few critics say that. And I can't, if it sneaks in there and gets a nom for Sandra Bullock and it gets director, writer, best picture nom, and it was sitting there ready for me to take this movie that I've waited 2.5 years for, I can't sit with that. So screw my word. Screw me saying I would take Carrie. In the end, gut check, Carrie will probably make more points than this. I really do. But my conscience, I can't not take Gravity.
I'll tell you, I put Carrie on my board just as a courtesy to you. I think you're nuts. I thought you were nuts then. I think that you've made the intelligent call. I think Carrie is going to do well because it's essentially the only horror movie that comes out in October, the month that Halloween is in. I think it's going to make a lot of money. I think it'll be a good movie. I don't see any chance in hell that anybody is getting nominated for an acting award from Carrie. I just don't see it.
They
now,
did
maybe,
before.
Maybe I'll be wrong, but I don't see it. I do think that you're going to get some nominations from Gravity. I think that Gravity, I actually will put my name on it. I think that it's going to make more points than Carrie. I have it ranked much higher on my board. I guess not really much higher because we're getting to the end of them anyway. But I think that you did the smart thing by taking it. Had you not taken Carrie, I may have taken Gravity just to piss you off with my last pick because I can do that. Now, I have my last pick, and I'm looking.
What? I think I know where you're going to go, and it's dumb that this is the last pick. If you're going where I'm thinking because.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Then go for it.
I feel like I can just kind of talk openly about the movies I have left on the board because you can't take any of them. We're looking at Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks, who I think could get a nomination. He's, you know, a guy that the Oscars love. I'm not so sold on the director. It's, you know, based off a true story. So I could see that, you know, playing into things. We also have got The God of Thunder, which is going to make a ton of money. It's not going to have the Oscar love, but Thor.
See, that's where I thought you might go. I think that's a I think that's a $250 million movie.
I think that's about reasonable. I think I have it at about 20 points, which would be
it's
200
million.
It's
in the 20 to 25 range, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the first Thor, I don't think it wasn't as
the
impressive.
The first Thor was before Marvel was on this hot streak.
Well, I mean, it was post-Iron Man.
It's pre-Avengers.
But I think it'll be interesting to see what this one does after Iron Man 3, you know, being what Iron Man 3 was and then in Avengers. But I'm not sold on it. I actually have it ranked under Captain Phillips and Gravity. I put Diana on there really low because I just think that people care about the royal baby. So I feel like this movie has an audience built in.
See, I feel like with Diana and Captain Phillips, I feel the same. Neither of them are in my top 16 because I don't see them doing that well at the box office. They may get a lead actor nomination, but I don't think it'll get much more than that. So I would think those are movies that are in the 8 or 9 point range, both of them.
Fair enough. My last movie, this is the one that I kind of lobbied to be able to take because it comes out September 27th. It's a movie that neither of us like, neither of us want to see, but I think that it's going to be a very good movie for people that are into car racing. I'm going to take Ron Howard.
Wow.
I am going to take Rush.
That is off the charts.
I know it is for you, but I don't think you're right. I think this is absolutely a $150 million movie. It's got September, October, November, December, January. It's got 5 months, and I think very easily it could be $150 million. You look at what Fast and the Furious makes. They're not the same kind of movie, but those are two $300 million movies. If this makes half of that, I've got 15 points. I do think that you could see some kind of nomination from this. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, I don't know that it'll be nominated for Best Picture. But, I mean, Ron Howard's a relatively...
He's liked.
Yeah, he's a director that I think people like. So it would not shock me if this snuck in for some Oscars, nominations at least. So I think it's going to do a lot better in the box office than you do. And I'm willing to gamble on it with my fifth pick.
I will be shocked if this movie sniffs $100 million. I'll be shocked if it crosses $80 million. I really don't see it. And Chris Hemsworth is not going to get an Oscar nomination. They're not. I can't see Thor nominated. Daniel Brühl, I don't. He has to really wow in this movie, and
it's possible.
I don't see it. But to me, the movie looks terrible. I don't think it looks appealing at all. Ron Howard, I think, has kind of fallen out of favor with Oscar voters. With, you know, neither of his Dan Brown movies got any sort of respect. So that's. That threw me for a loop. That's out there.
I knew
there.
You wouldn't have it on there at all, which is why I didn't even toy with. I mean, I probably wouldn't have picked it higher anyway. But I think you're wrong about this. I think you're wrong about Carrie with the acting noms, and I think you're wrong about the box office on this one. So much so that I'm willing to take my last pick on it. I'm not going to bet anything more than that, but not only am I going to beat you, I'm going to beat you with Thor driving a race car.
That's your gamble. If I had to pick a sneaky one, I had it ranked 11, because my number 9, I had Carrie. I got 5 on my top 8, so I'm fine with that. Because 2 of yours weren't even on my top 16, so I'm sitting happy with how the draft went from what I see. My 9th was Carrie. 10th, I had Thor, which again I think is going to be a 20-25 point movie. Number 11 is one that I really think we both overlooked, but I think it could be really sneaky. I think this is one that could sneak in there for best actor, best director, best adapted screenplay, maybe even best visual effects. I have a feeling about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Part of me almost took it with my last pick, but it's just a hunch. I could be way off on it, but I feel like the book is so popular and so well known. I feel like Ben Stiller has enough of an audience for this kind of movie, and I think the trailer looks fantastic, and I think buzz is going to be really good. So if I regret not getting any of my top 12, I would say Walter Mitty is that, but I wouldn't take it over any of my 5. And then at 12, I had The Counselor. It's because I think it'll make some money, but I don't see it getting awards love.
I don't even think it's going to make that much money, to be honest with you. I saw the trailer, have no idea what the movie's about.
That cast,
at all.
I'm on board.
The cast is okay, but most of these movies, the top ones at least, have got awesome casts, whether it's American Hustle, Wolf of Wall Street, 12 Years a Slave. I mean, there are so many movies that are going to be out this fall that are absolutely, even like something like Gravity, which doesn't have a huge cast.
It's too big time.
Right, but I mean, the two leads, I don't know if you can find bigger movie stars. Yeah. So,
if I were really going to take a gamble, Dallas Buyers Club would maybe be one.
I could see.
Yeah, I could see McConaughey getting absolutely the lead. I could see Leto getting a supporting, possibly.
Even if they win, that's 12 points.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much box office. Her, I think, will sneak in some, at least original screenplay, maybe director. It could be one of those sneaky ones. Labor Day, they love Jason Reitman, but I don't feel confident. The one I think that, of all the movies, if I'm wrong on Walter Mitty, the one that I think could make us look the silliest is, I could see it sneaking in, getting a lot of Oscars, is Saving Mr. Banks. Of all the movies that we missed on, that's the one I think has the potential to make us look the
to
silliest.
To be like the silver linings.
To go in.
Because that's the one that we both kind of chuckled at last year. Like, that's cute.
Yeah.
And that ended up being
being
a really great pick. If you were playing the take-home version of Fantasy Film Ball, what would your top 5? What were those?
Hunger Games, American Hustle, Wolf of Wall Street. I have 12 Years a Slave and Monuments Men 4 and 5, but I would take Frozen over both of those. And I guess the fifth one would, I'd have a hard time picking that fifth one.
I think that to me it is the fifth one that's going to be interesting for folks at home. I mean, I think I would have taken 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, Hunger Games, and then I would have struggled. I would have either gone with Fifth Estate or The Hobbit. I have both of those. So, I mean, to me, I've got 5 out of my top 7.
I mean, if this were last year's rules, Thor wouldn't even be on our list. The Hobbit, I don't think, would be anywhere. Hunger Games, I don't even think, would have been picked as high as it was.
I don't remember how much we had box office counting for last year.
It was
year.
One for every, one, same as it is this year,
okay,
one
we just
point
devalued
for every 10 million.
The noms.
Yeah, but you figure one nomination accounted for $50 million, essentially. So you get a nomination in Golden Globe. One single Golden Globe and Oscar nomination was the same as having $100 million. So now it's not like that. Every nomination accounts for $20 million, and then every win is $30 million. So it makes it a little more difficult. I'm happy with how mine came out, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't remember how happy I felt at the end of it last year. But, I mean, I guess I feel good now, but none of these movies are out. You know, that could change in about a month and a half, and I'll think, oh, this was a mess. But
yeah, so that's it. I'm going to try to throw something up, a blog post, sooner than later. I'm going to try to get it up by the end of this week. Who knows when this episode will be out? Probably later in the week, I'd assume. But please play. Just send a, pick five movies. That's it. We covered a lot now. We might have missed something. I mean, we did a lot in our fall preview. Yeah, you can. I use Box Office Mojo for their release schedule. Just pick five movies that you think will be good. The rules: 1 point for every $10 million made domestically through the end of January. 2 points for every Golden Globe or Oscar nomination. 3 points for every Golden Globe or Oscar win. So rules are kind of simple. They're a little simplified this year. If you want to start with the 27th and pick Rush, go from there.
I was going to say, you know what? If somebody wants to pick Rush, you just have to get your pick in before it comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you want to pick Rush, have your pick in by the 26th. I don't think we're going to have a problem
with that. If you, like me, have a set of stones and
but
you want to pick Rush.
The official release, October 3rd, that's a Thursday. So we'll do it because October 4th is that weekend. So have your picks to us by October 3rd. And we'll get you. We'll throw it up on the blog, and we don't really follow it. We don't really update it too often, but we'll probably update it right around awards season, and then have the winner. Last year came to 0.1 points, so I'm pretty sure Dave Gordon he'll play. He'll have second place on lockdown, but that number one spot
it's up for grabs.
It's up for grabs. So just please play and send in your picks. moviesonup@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Twitter if you have questions. Twitter @moviesonup, facebook.com/moviesonup, moviesonup@gmail.com again, or moviesonup.com. That was our draft for this year. Before we go, we are going to give you a bonus watch this. Last year for Film Ball, we picked any movie from September through the end of December. Ryan, give the people a movie to watch that was eligible for last year's Film Ball.
Not only will I give you a film that was eligible for the 2012 Film Ball, I will give you a film that was on my fantasy Film Ball team, the winning team from last year. It wasn't exactly a winner at the box office. It was one that, again, got a lot of good buzz coming out of TIFF, didn't translate into anything. It was Cloud Atlas. I've seen the movie, so I will not listen to anybody tell me how bad it sucks unless you've seen it, in which case we can have an intelligent conversation about it. It is a very confusing movie, almost impossible to market because you don't know what kind of movie, because it's not just one kind of movie. It's a bunch of movies all smashed together. But I think that the story, while it meanders, there are parts of the movie that are really kind of sweet. And I think that it's worth a watch. I do like the score quite a bit. And I think that at times the Wachowskis, you know, can do a very visual movie, and it can be pretty entertaining. It's long, which is a problem, and it's pretty strange. So, I mean, you really do have to be in the mood to watch it. But I do think that people should give it a chance because it is actually a good movie, but it really flopped at the box office, and I think people stayed away from it because of that. Not because they heard anybody say it was terrible, just because they didn't hear anybody that said anything about it because nobody saw it.
Yeah, I said last year that when you made that pick, my reaction was similar to when you picked Rush, because I just felt like it was going to be a bomb and wasn't going to get anything. Mine isn't one of my picks. I did love Argo. I love Zero Dark Thirty. I love Silver Linings Playbook. I loved all of those movies from last year, but I wanted to go off the radar, except Eric Hawkins' radar. He picked this, and his list got made fun of the most, probably. It is Looper. I actually didn't see it until early this year, so it wasn't on my end-of-year list last year. It should have been. Such a good movie. Joey Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, Emily Blunt. Just a really good, unique movie directed by Rian Johnson that I loved a lot. So if you missed Looper last year,
check out Brick instead.
Check out Looper.
Fair enough.
But before we go, I want to recap because I just realized we didn't go over.
I was going to say I think we should.
Yeah, Fantasy Film Ball this year. Ryan with the second pick. He picked second.
Why are you starting with me in the second pick?
Because
why don't you
I have you
written
with
the first pick.
I have you written ahead. Ryan's 5, 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, all really good picks. The Fifth Estate and Rush, his other two picks. My 5, American Hustle, Hunger Games: Catching Fire, Frozen, The Monuments Men, and Gravity. So that's ours.
I won't make any editorial comments about your picks.
I'm interested to see what the kind of lists are, because I'll be shocked if, like, Box Office Bash, where we had three people have the same list, I'll be shocked if we get any duplicate lists. I really will, because there's so many places you can go with it.
Yeah, I think where in Box Office Bash, it's just about the box. That's all there is. So you just think of what are going to be the top five movies, and I think that very rarely would you be surprised with the top five. With this, with the awards coming into play, that's kind of a bit of an equalizer. So I think that a lot of movies, a lot of lists, I think we're going to see like the same three movies. But I think those last two that people pick, that's really going to kind of separate the men from Dave Gordon.
And whoever wins, I hope you pick Carrie.
I guess you could. They could take four and have such a large lead that they could take Carrie and not have it hurt them.
But that's it. MoviesOnUp@gmail.com, Facebook.com/MoviesOnUp, Twitter @MoviesOnUp. Hit us up on iTunes. Well, you can't hit us up. Leave us a review on iTunes. Listen to us on Stitcher. We appreciate it. Any way you can listen to the show, listen to it. You can always find everything at MoviesOnUp.com. And we'll see you either next week or again this week for our third episode. Who knows? We're looping this week, so I don't know what order everything's going in. But until whenever it is,
give it up.